Facebook and let us go to God in prayer on this Fill Me Up Until I Overflow Friday. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because you are God, and you are God all by yourself, God. We thank you, Father, because you are Alpha and you are Omega and you are our Creator. And we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your vision for the Master's Call. And we thank you for the co-founders that you gave the vision to, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will fill them up until they overflow, God. I thank you that we are able to enrich, enhance, and empower lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with you, God. As we put you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, we know that everything else will be added unto us right now. So we come to you right now in this telecommunication sanctuary, asking right now that this call will go free, clear, uncontaminated, unhindered in the mighty name of Jesus, because the blood still works, God. So I pray that our ears will be open, our eyes will be open, our hearts will be open to hear what thus says the Lord, as the messenger will come this morning, Father. I pray right now that you would increase in him as he decreases in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And I just thank you that this day is full of greatness, that this day is full of joy, that your anointing overflows in us, that your peace overflows in us, that your joy and your understanding and your wisdom overflows in us, Father. So we trust you, we believe you, we stand on your promises, and we know that it shall be done and all is well. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, it is indeed a privilege and pleasure to turn this call over to the hostess with the mostest, none other than that Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany, and thank you. I tell you, you're such a blessing, so perky to be 5 o'clock in the morning in Southern California. I tell you, God bless you, and thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning with that awesome prayer. And I love the tag, Fill Me Up Friday. Yes, it is Friday, and we are asking the Lord to fill us up. Good morning, TMC family. And I join Minister Tiffany in welcoming you once again to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're blessed to have you join us this morning. Now, if this is your first time with us, we thank God for you, and we give you a special warm Kingdom's greeting. And just to give you a little history, this call was started in October 2010 by two phenomenal women of God who answered yes. And they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is better known as our Mother Eagle. This call is about glorifying and honoring the Master, none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us, and then assure them that this is a great way to start their day. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we stand firmly on a mission statement, which is to enhance, empower, and enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived on that site, as well as bios of the speakers, and you can get some great information on that website. So please go by and visit it. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, or you may have a word from the Lord to share with us, you may send those along with prayer requests and info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. Now, today is Friday, so we will have a part two of this prayer call, whereas right afterwards, we will take your prayer requests and praise reports. So stay tuned with us. Now, many of us are distributors with a phenomenal health and wellness company, which is changing lives daily. And that awesome company is none other than Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And we're so excited about the new things that are taking place with this company. If you want to know more about it, please follow up with the morning motivational call, which is right after this call every Monday through Friday. And it's along with our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who's known as the Godmother, and a team of leaders. And they will give you great information and motivation on what this company is doing. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. Well, praise God, I know you guys are ready to hear the word from on high. Now, we have this awesome pastor out of Brooklyn, New York, and he is Pastor Derek E. Allen. He's been pastoring for the past 16 years, and, of course, he is the senior pastor of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Now, Pastor Allen married Beverly Brasnell in 1982. And through that union, they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. And in addition, they've been blessed with son-in-law and a daughter-in-law and three grandchildren. And I tell you, the family is a blessed one. In May 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. And he further did his studies in mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, World Mission Today, effective communication, Christian leadership, the list goes on. He attended Bible Institute in New York and graduated in 1999 with a certificate in theology, and he continued his biblical studies and received his bachelor's degree. And then he went on and got he majored in religion, of course, from International Theological Seminary of California. Now, Pastor Allen has traveled to several countries to minister the word and to perform various pastoral duties. These countries included Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Vincent, and Nigeria, West Africa, and, of course, his hometown, Trinidad and Tobago. Pastor Allen is an artist distributor and continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner to find his or her way to God, then his life is not in vain. Amen. Pastor Allen continues to be bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side. So I introduce to some and present to others the mighty man of God, Pastor Derek Allen. Are you there?
Oh, well, give God the praise this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can. Take it away, man of God.
Oh, thank you so much for that awesome introduction. I don't know if I deserve it, but I give God all of the praise this morning. Thanking God for all of our hosts, our sisters that prayed. Amen. Our sisters who did the introduction, I thank you. I thank you. Thanking God for Dr. Vanessa. You know, I wanted to write Dr. Vanessa. It seemed like months and months and months, but it's great to be on this morning. I had to travel out of the country last month. Also, Dr. P.K. Roberts, thank God for you and the entire artist family. I greet you, amen, in the wonderful name, the name that exceeds every name, the name of Jesus Christ. We are still, to me, our church this month, we are in the blood month. We're still celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I want to share a portion of, amen, an excerpt from a message I shared on, I know it was the blood. I know I would not be able to touch too much of depth in it, but I want to just bring forth the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter number 9, I would not try to read the whole book off, but in your spare time, you could read from 1 through 27. I'll be using a few verses. Amen. From verse 1, I'll share. Then verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table of showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer, the Ark of the Covenant, overlaid around the bows with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and covered in the cherubims of the glory, overshadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the services of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the error of the people. Father, this morning, I give you glory and I give you praise. I thank you today, Father, for this opportunity that I can share this word with your people. Thank you, oh God, for this medium, this beautiful ministry, the TMC call. Thank you for each person who are on this morning. I pray for that anointing that I pray for to be upon me now. I decree, so you increase in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I feel God already. Talking to you today, speaking to you today, I know it was the blood. Blood at the scene of a terrible accident or murder is a sign of death and injury. But when blood is coursing through our arteries or veins, or when it is given as a transfusion into a dying patient, it is the sign of life. It is the pale, plastic color of a face without blood that takes on a sign of death. So understand this morning that our culture seems drawn towards violence, death and blood. For example, at sixth grade, the average child in the United States sees over 8,000 murders and over 100,000 acts of violence on television. While television violence might be new over a few years, decades or so, or two decades, the culture or cult of violence is old. For instance, the Crusaders or the Inquisitions or the Holocaust, those invested in power, even interested in power and wealth, any cause have seen death as a final solution. I'm saying something this morning. They have bloodied the teachings of the Bible and twisted the direction of the church to accomplish their, hallelujah, unholy purposes to justify, even glorify, the spilling of innocent blood. Today I'm speaking to us about the blood. But to understand also this morning that every animal that was sacrificed was life. Hallelujah. But it was not able to fulfill what God wanted. Only one person's blood was good enough, and that is the blood of Jesus. Now, the Bible first mentioned, or we heard the name Aaron first mentioned in the Bible, when God was angry with Moses, who was more or less reluctant to, amen, accept the mission to free the children of Israel from Egypt's oppression. God told him that Aaron would be is a good speaker, and that Aaron would be Moses' amen spokesman. Aaron prefigured Christ as the great high priest who now represents us before God. Like Aaron, Christ bears our names on his shoulders and on his breastplate. I cannot go in this morning to all of the teachings for us to understand where that came from, that the priest, amen, he wore a garment that had 12, amen, stones. And each one of them represented, amen, the 12 tribe of Israel. And so Jesus Christ comes, amen, who, amen, Aaron prefigured, bearing our iniquities and our sins upon himself. Hallelujah. Aaron slaughtered the bull from his own or for his own sin offering. I want you to hear me today. Even if you're a man or a woman of God, meaning that you are in the office of a pastor, apostle, or bishop, it doesn't matter who you are, you have to make the greater sacrifice, glory, for the better good of the people. So understand this morning that even Aaron was chosen as the high priest. He could not have entered the Holy of Holies, and I'm in the message already, without first making a sacrifice for himself. Lot was, amen, praise God. Let me just kind of slow down a bit. I don't want to run before this message. Before entering the holies of holies, with the blood of the bull, Aaron had to create a cloud. Oh, this is awesome. He had to create a cloud of incense in the Holy of Holies, covering the mercy seat to veil God's glory. Because you see, beloved ones, this morning, to understand that the glory of God is so rich that you and I, not even those who were before us, like Aaron and Moses and Abraham and those, amen, patriarchs, could never see the glory of God in its splendor and survive. So what I'm saying this morning is that Aaron had to create a cloud more or less to veil the glory of God. Otherwise, he would not have been able to do what he had to do in the holies of holies. Hallelujah. Aaron then took some of the blood of the bull and sprinkled it on the mercy seat seven times. Seven times. Lots were even cast on two goats to determine which would be the slaughtered goat and which one would be the one that would be driven away. To understand that the goat, amen, that was chosen to be slaughtered is a type of the blood of Jesus Christ that would have been shed. And also, the other one represented Jesus Christ taking away the sin of the world. So to understand this morning that the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, we celebrated in the resurrection, Jeff, amen, at the beginning of April, and we memorialize, amen, what Jesus Christ did for us more than 2,000 years ago. To understand this morning that blood was very significant to the Jewish people. But did I told you earlier that it could not have satisfied what God wanted to do? Oh, somebody praise him this morning. Hallelujah. The goat for slaughter, the goat of the people's sin offering, was sacrificed. And his blood was taken into the holies of holies and applied to the mercy seat as the bull's blood had been. cleansing was then made for the holy place. Amen. Seemingly by the sprinkling of the blood of both the bull and the goat, the atonement of the holy place is done alone, without anyone present to help or to watch. The next step that took place is that outside of the tent, Aaron was to make an atonement on the altar burnt offering, hallelujah, using, amen, it would seem the blood of both the bull and the goat. Amen. Now the second goat, amen, the one which was kept alive, had the sins of the nation, or the nation symbolizing, amen, praise God, laid on his head and was driven from the camp into a desolate place, amen, which it must never return. How many of you on this call this morning understand that that typifies the forgiveness of our sins? Because the Bible said, as far as the east is from the west, so far has God Almighty, amen, separated our sin from us. So today, beloved one, to understand, or if time ran out today, don't miss this, that the blood of the bulls could not have taken away sin. It was only a typical, amen, memorial that was taking place. But when Jesus Christ came on the scene, praise God, he came with his pure, precious blood. Ah, Jesus, help me not to run too fast this morning. But to understand the blood, oh God, today, I just finished my radio program and a caller called and they requested prayer because they're dreaming things and this and that. And I told that person to understand God has not given us that spirit to be fearful or to live in any kind of, you know, scary environment. God give us love and power and of a strong mind to understand that the blood that Jesus Christ shed today for you and for me, amen, it destroys the works of the devil. For the blood of Jesus, amen, that took away the sin of the world, today we are set free by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody praise him today. Glory to God. Aaron then entered the tent, amen, of meeting and removed his linen garment and washed and put on, amen, his normal priestly garment. And then the burnt offering of the ram, one for Aaron and his family and the other for the people. Oh, praise God. Then the earlier sacrifice of the bull and the goat were accomplished. The fat of the sin offering, amen, was burnt on the altar, and the remain of the bull, amen, and the goat were taken outside the camp where, amen, they were burned. I'm coming down this morning. Now, I have to run a little bit because it's always about time. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. So now they didn't have the authority to bring the blood. So we understand this morning that blood, amen, praise God, as we know it, is not to be drank, but amen, to be used. It was used, rather, amen, as in the day of atonement. Oh, somebody hear me today. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given them for you on the altar to make an atonement for your sin, praise God. Amen. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. The great verse, amen, this great verse contains a wealth of scientific and spiritual truth. It was, amen, first realized until, it was not first, rather realized until the discovery of the circulation of blood by the creative, amen, scientist William Harvey in about 1620, amen, that biological life, amen, really is maintained by blood. So it is believed that Harvey was one of the first persons as a scientist who came to the full conclusion, oh my God, but it was written in the Bible many years before Harvey, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And we know that the Bible was written, praise God, somewhere in the 1600s. So it was in the Bible before Harvey to understand that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So Harvey came of God, and you get your blood pH balance, then your body is put in an environment to heal itself, because the blood contaminated will keep you in sickness. The blood of the animals, even though they said that those animals were spotless, they still was not all pure. But when Jesus Christ came on the scene, are you hearing me this morning? The blood of Jesus was pure blood. The blood of Jesus was righteous blood. The Bible said in the book, amen, of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Amen. Praise God. I want to just read that verse quickly just before I close to understand what the word of God is saying. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. Because if it could have done it, then it would have been no reason for them to come back year by year. But they had to come back every single year with different blood. But how many of us understand that the Bible said in this same chapter that Jesus Christ, when he offered his life, he offered a sacrifice once, and then he sat down. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And the Bible said in verse 26 that if we sin willingly, there remaineth now no more sacrifice. Oh, God, for sin this morning. Oh, somebody hear me today to understand, praise God. In verse 19 of chapter 10, the Bible said, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, and by a new and living way, which he, amen, consecrated for us, through the veil that is, through his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw nigh in true heart and full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from the evil conscience and your body washed in pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises faithful. And let us consider one another and stir up in love unto good work, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, and so much the more as we see the days approaching. As I close this morning, the death of Jesus Christ brought forth salvation for us. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 22. When he died, he sealed our forgiveness. But when he rose again, he sealed our eternity. The blood of Jesus made a big difference in our lives today, beloved ones. Whatever you're faced with, understand that the blood of Jesus is efficacious. It is able to annihilate sin. God bless you this morning. I turn back over to our host in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. I know it was the blood. All right, brother, you got me singing over here, giving God glory for that powerful, powerful message. I know it was the blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word this morning. And I'll call you back shortly after these few announcements to give us our benediction. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for that powerful word that you delivered to us through this man of God this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your redemption plan, that you redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for every person on this call. We thank you, Lord, that you're carrying them through this weekend, Father God, as they go forth in your name and in your power. We thank you, Father God, for the bereaved families, Lord God. Thank you for comforting Dr. Dorothy Cook and Phyllis Carter and all their families, Lord God, and those that we didn't call out, Father, you know who they are one by one. We thank you for traveling mercies for those that are traveling around this weekend, Father God. We thank you for placing your angels around them. We thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We glorify you. We honor you for this man of God, Lord God, that delivers our word. Pour back into him, Lord God. Give him a double portion of your anointing as he carries forth, Lord God, delivering your message from place to place. And we thank you, Father, that you're keeping him in perfect peace, him and his family in every way. We thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God, for strengthening them, Lord God. We go forth in your word, in your love, in your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen. Well, to hear this playback number, it is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And we will be stay tuned, please, and stay with us for the part two. We are taking prayer requests and praise reports right after this benediction. And after that, the motivational call is 530-881-1300, the PIN 539-598-POUND. Well, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for opening us up with the joy of the Lord, and we glorify God for you. And we thank you, man of God, Pastor Derek Allen, for the profound word that you delivered this morning. So would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Praise God. Well, I thank God again for this opportunity of being able to share this morning. I pray that the word, amen, it would bless you to understand that you have power because of the blood that Jesus shed on the cross for you and me. So, Father, we thank you today. We honor you this morning, even, oh God, this Friday. As we celebrate, oh God, life, we understand that the blood is the one that brought life to is what brought life to us. So we pray that your blood would continue to flow through us, that we're going to stand in your authority, amen, when we are faced with difficulties and trials and sicknesses and whatever, oh God, we are faced with. You pay the price for the sin of the world. He who the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. Go before us today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Just remember today that you're the head, you're not a tail. You are victor, not a victim. You are up, you're not down. You are destined for greatness. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. God bless you, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, once again. Now we will turn it over to none other than our mother eagle, and that's Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Man of God, man of God. What an awesome word. Always reminding us that it is the blood and nothing but the blood that has saved and delivered each and every one of us. So again, Pastor Derek, thank you for that powerful, inspiring word this morning. We love and appreciate you so much here on the Master's Call. And again, thanking my beloved Miss Tiffany way out there on the West Coast for greeting God's people full of sunshine and the love of God in her voice. And Minister Brenda, again, thank you for hosting the call today. Today, as always, each and every Friday, is the time we take out to open up and take your prayer requests and your praise reports. As we always try to make clear to each and every one of you, we know our assignment, our only assignment, our main assignment, is to lift up artists internationally in prayer. And we will never deviate from what God has assigned us to do. And on this and every Friday, we take the time to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports and ask you to let us know so as prayer warrior team, we can bombard heaven together. As Minister Brenda said, this is not an elitist group. Anybody and everybody is welcome to give us your prayer and praise reports. And even if God has placed a word on your heart and you love artists and are a part of artists like we are, we invite you to contact us and let us know. Just as you heard Pastor Derek Allen and many and all of our speakers who love the Lord, who have a word in their belly, who come week after week to give us the word of the Lord. So if you are out there listening and feel that God has put something on your heart, we encourage you to contact us at info@themasterscall.net and let us know. All righty. Our cue. This is our day for all of you listeners, our prayer team. We sit back and we listen and take into account your prayer requests. And please know we take seriously your prayer requests and your praise reports, but this is your time. So please don't hesitate, don't be shy. We want you as our TMC family to come forth and let us know what's on your heart. All right, going up to New Jersey.
Pastor Vanessa.
Yes.
Dr. PK, this morning. Good morning, good morning. I just want to thank God for Pastor Derek Allen. I had not heard him in a while. I was praying for him if he wouldn't. We were praying for him as he was going out of town for a funeral, and that was the last time I'd heard from him. So it was so good to hear him this morning and to hear the word, nothing but the blood. And God bless him and all of our speakers. I thank God for all of you. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Back to you.
Oh, okay. Amen. All righty. We are in New Jersey. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Mother Eagle, can you hear me?
Yes, Miss Benita. Good morning.
Good morning. Just want to thank God for the word, and I needed to hear that because my praise report is that I'm on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of me. I woke up in my right mind and had all access of my limbs and facilities, so I need to first thank my Father for that. And my my prayer request is, you know, I've been having I've been in a dark place at my workplace, so that continues to happen. But a colleague of mine was not reappointed yesterday, and I just want to put Ann Fairley, S-A-I-R-L-I-E, on the prayer list because she is really going through, and I know it's going through the IRS just attached her and wasn't reappointed yesterday. Just want to put her on the list because she's really, really a bright light in a dark place right now. I want to thank everyone on the TMC for being a platform for me to listen to and get encouragement from, and I appreciate it, everything you guys are doing. And I want to, Dr. Dimples, good morning. So just thank you so much for being there. That's all I have.
All right. Well, we always love hearing from you, and we will continue to lift you up, and definitely I've written down Sister Ann to pray for. All righty, going all the way to the north side of town of Houston, Texas, our beloved Platinum President, Marie Preston. You know when she said that, if I'm being on top of the ground, you know, that's your line. I love hearing you say that. I just got so tickled. I said, Vanita was already prophesying you coming on the phone. Good morning, Platinum President, Marie Preston.
Good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa, and I sure am glad to be on top of the ground, and the ground ain't on top of me this morning. But I want to say I thank God for the word, for the pastor, and for all my sisters in Christ and brothers in Christ here this morning. But I am getting ready to travel tomorrow, going to Lockhart Prison, so I got to go there and speak tomorrow, so I want y'all to pray for me and pray that God decreases me and he increases, give me what I need to say to them young women, because I know a lot of them is hurting up in there, and they need to just have hope. So we're going to pray for that, that I make it there safe and back. And then I want to pray for Dr. Cook and her family as she goes to celebrate her uncle's homegoing, and for all the other bereaved families out there that I know we got two or three people in lost their mothers or their loved ones, and we're going to pray for that. And all this violence that's on TV that's right now, look like every day somebody's getting shot here, and the law's running them down and they're getting killed. So we're going to pray for our country. We need to pray for our officers, pray for our families and our loved ones. So God bless y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. I really, 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 I really love y'all and appreciate everything that y'all do. And I still say if my mother had a 90th birthday party. I talked to her yesterday, and she was cooking and told me, she wanted me to come over there today and eat them. I told her, I said, I don't want to eat that pork, but she wanted me to come over there. She done cooked, and I'm going over there and eat with her this morning for a little bit. And then before I start my day. So y'all pray for us. Just pray for my dear. Keep praying for my dear and praying for my family. Okay?
All righty. And we will definitely be praying for you as you go do a ministry that you are so anointed and appointed to do at the Women's Prison. And you're taking a team with you?
It's going to be six of us. Six of us.
Great, great. All right. Well, we'll keep you and the team covered in prayer. And we know God will use you mightily there at the prison tomorrow. Praise God. All righty. My little spoiled, my minister up in Brooklyn, She always wants her time, even on everybody else's day, Miss Ada. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. You know I love you, and there's nothing you can do about that. Good morning, Dr. PK and my entire artist family. And as I was hearing Platinum President, the Queen speak, I always say, thank you, Lord, for this ministry. I don't think you realize just the blessing it is, the flavor that God has put together through the Master's Call is just awesome. Well, very happy to report, got a couple of praise reports and a couple of requests. First, praise God. You all been praying for me. I do go back to the doctor on the 29th. This is another specialist because my doctor had some things going on. I was supposed to have surgery yesterday, but they had to reschedule it and reassign me to another doctor. I have requested that they take another look because I truly believe that God has touched me, but I'm okay in the Lord. So I praise God for health restoration and healing. The Lord blessed for me to get a new business partner, Dr. J. I want to put Dr. J on the prayer list. Dr. J has 3 children under 6, and she's estranged from her husband. And we're praying with this new relationship, business relationship, that I can also minister to her spirit. So she's been going through, but she's been working. She's already got a new recruit. She just came in on Wednesday, and I'm going over there today. She's got a lady that's ready to work. So praise God for the artist business. Praise God for Ergo Productions. We got some things on the calendar for that. Our big event coming up, of course, this summer is Abraham Day here in Brooklyn, July 25th. So continue to pray for me and Doug regarding that. One of my friends that we asked to pray for, Mark Sanders, just continue to pray for him. They're still trying to find out exactly what's causing his tremors and what's causing him to be sick, but he is encouraged by the prayers of the saints. On next week, my baby boy will be turning 17, and he did get the job. He got already secured a summer job, and I'm going into Chicago next week to surprise my mom and my son with a surprise visit since I'm in between doctor visits. They can keep me off for the rest of the year if they want to. I'm all right with that. Kiara, baby girl, graduates in December, so we're praying for guidance and direction as far as where she would go. She finishes up her internship. She's getting her master's degree in social work. So I want to keep her lifted up, and I just got praise. And then the prayer request once again is from my dear new business partner, a member of my team. Dr. J is how we refer to her. She is a pharmacist, and she's got 3 little ones under 6 and trying to work and do all these things by herself. So we want to pray for her. And I love you all. I so appreciate you all. And I'm still going to be able to honor my schedule because my doctor's appointment on the 29th is not till later in the day. So I did notice that I'm on the schedule to minister that day. So I love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. Back to you, Dr. V.
All right, Ms. Minister Ada, girl, we appreciate you with your list of prayer requests. You are so precious to all of us. We love you so much. All righty, 6:00, good morning and welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Speak up just a little bit. You're coming in real faint.
Okay, I'll try to speak. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in my car and I'm on my Bluetooth, so I don't have this phone to my head. But this is Jackie in Indianapolis. And I just wanted to call in. Can you hear me?
Much better now. Okay.
Okay. I'm on my way to a class, so I'm sorry I'm in my car. So it makes it a little harder for you to hear me. But I just wanted to uplift these families in prayer. There's been a lot of violence going on here in Indianapolis in the last couple of weeks. And not only is there a lot of killings, but they're killing entire families. And we had one family that was killed that they also shot the infant. And so I'm just asking you to lift Indianapolis up in prayer so some of this violence will cease. And I also want to thank and praise God for the Master's Call, because the Master's Call is like a place for me to go and just receive the word and hang on there. So keep doing what you're doing. Pastor Derek's message was wonderful. I know it is the blood. I know it was the blood, and it's still the blood that's keeping me and keeping my family from all of this violence that's going on, because some of it has hit pretty close to home. So just keep this city lifted in prayer.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Thank you so much. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? I want to give everybody time, ample time. And as Platinum President Marie mentioned, and Minister Brenda also prayed, we are lifting up our beloved godmother, her uncle who helped raise her, Brother Darius Hamilton. They're laying to rest in Cleveland, Ohio, tomorrow. And then also there in Houston, I spoke with Phyllis and her aunt, who is her sister, her mother's sister, yesterday, and prayed with them as we are praying for Phyllis with the homegoing of Mother Emma, her mother. There in really Eagle Lake, Texas, tomorrow. So we want to keep Phyllis Carter. She was just sharing with me. She didn't realize how much she was loved and loved by her artist family during this time of bereavement. So we are family, and we as the Master's Call family always want to lift up and call and pray and cover those who are going through this season of loss, and even those who've recently lost are still lifting up Miss Charlie Lewis with the homegoing of her mother, and just so many who we're standing in the gap for and believing God for. All righty, well, we'll go on and enter intercession. Father God, we just thank you on this Fill Me Up Friday. Thank you for that tag. Thank you for your promises that you are a God that fills us up each and every day. Your mercies are new every morning. We thank you. You told us in Hebrews we could come boldly into the throne room, into your presence, and we would receive the grace and the mercy that we need. We pray for each and every family on this line, the strength of God. You told us in Nehemiah 8:10 that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So infuse these, your people, with your joy, the joy that's not just a fruit but a spirit that drives out the spirit of heaviness and helps us put on that garment of praise. We thank you, Father, for the man of God you use so mightily this morning. We send back virtue and speak virtue back into Pastor Derek Allen. We thank you for his love for you, his love for God's people, and his love for the Master's Call and Artists International. We thank you, Lord, that all the things, the many things that he has to do, he is always so faithful to take time and make time to be with us. We thank you for that powerful word, that deposit from the throne room he put in our spirits today. So we thank you for filling him back up with your virtue, with your strength. And we ask you to flood him with your favor in his going in and his coming out, with his family, with his ministry, with everything he puts his hands to, with his artist business. Father, I just thank you that he's a light wherever he goes, speaking the truth of your word. We love him and we lift him back up to you. Now, Father, we just thank you for Miss Benita. We send the words of comfort to her sister in the Lord, Anne, and we pray for the many personal challenges that she's facing. And God, you're one who can intervene. You're one who makes a way out of no way. You're one who provides when there appears to be no provision. We thank you for your supernatural intervention in Anne's life, and we send the word of peace, the shalom peace of God, so that even in the tumultuous season her sister and the Lord may be in, that she will hear your voice, to your instructions and obey, knowing that you got her in the palm of your hand. Father, we thank you for our beloved Marie Preston. We thank you for her love of life and love of you and her heart to always want to serve you by serving God's people. That we speak the blessings of God. We send the word ahead as she heads to the prison, her and her team, tomorrow. We thank you for traveling mercies in the car, a garrison of angels to encamp us around them. We thank you that already in each and every cell room, you're preparing the hearts of those women who are hurting and confused and some angry, some in just hard places in their mind and in their spirits, that you till the ground of their heart so that they'll be open to receive the truth and the word that Marie will bring forth as she always ministers with such transparency. You use her. Let the words arrest them by the Holy Ghost. So we thank you for great success in you in this trip to the prisons. You told us to not forget those who were homeless and needed clothing and were incarcerated. And we thank you for her obedience to line up and her team. We continue to pray for her family, for Madeer, and we just thank you for 90 years plus of life and even more. We even pray for the turmoil with officers and the shootings that have been going on. Father, even a shooting here in Houston on Wednesday, just live on TV, breaking news, seeing this young brother's life lost, and all across the country in Tulsa and you know all the places that the cameras weren't there. We just ask for you to intervene. Father, we know all policemen are not bad. They're more good than bad. And even those who have to shoot, that many are doing what they were assigned and appointed to do. But only you can intervene. Only you can bring peace. Only you can bring calm. And we just ask you to intervene like never before. We thank you for the praise reports of our minister, Ada. We thank you what God you're doing in her body. Continue to let your Jehovah Rapha touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We know there's no accidents in the spirit. We thank you for this divine delay of her surgery as you're being the surgeon general, touching her body, strengthening her. And we just speak the words of health and healing and wholeness to her in the name of Jesus. We pray for Dr. J, this pharmacist. Bless those three little children. And, Father, even whatever is going on in her marriage, Father, we know marriages of you. You are the Holy Ghost counselor, the intervener. Just touch her heart. Give her peace. Give her direction. Give her guidance as only as it can come from you. We ask for the Sophia wisdom of God in her marriage, in her home, her family. We thank you for those children being blessed and being raised in the admonition of the Lord. We thank you for her coming into our artist family. Father, how awesome it is to have a pharmacist embrace these all-natural products. Thank you that you've used Minister Ada as a mouthpiece and a tool to bring her into our family to help us share of these artist products. So we thank you that we speak success in her business even today as Minister Ada and her share with others. We thank you that you're preparing the hearts of those who will hear. You said that you have the heart of the king in your hand and you turn it whichever way you will. So as they share, as they show these products to others, Father, I thank you for favor. We pray for Argo's production. We thank you for the success of her business in this upcoming July 26th event. We already are covering it in prayer, calling it successful in you. We continue to lift up Mark Sanders and speak to Jehovah Rapha, complete healing, recovery for his body. All Father, touch by the blood. We've talked today, tomorrow, the more, the blood that purifies, the blood that heals, the blood that makes us whole, your blood, Jesus. Apply to Mark Sanders' life. And we thank you for the praise report that her son got of the summer job. We celebrate. Now we ask, Father, for great success and favor for her son, for Ada's son, in the workplace. And we pray for Kiriam, who will finish in December, for you to be with her for the remainder of her school year. Father, we thank you for our beloved Miss Jackie, and we pray for families and a cease to all the killings and violence. We thank you for the blood hedge of protection around Jackie and her family and her loved ones, and we just speak your intervention in that city in Indianapolis. Father, in every city where the enemy has tried to come in and flood that spirit of murder and confusion. Oh, you're greater. You're greater by the blood of Jesus. We pleaded over these cities by the blood of Jesus. We pleaded over the doorpost of our home like you told us to do back in Deuteronomy 5. By the blood of Jesus, we apply it to the doorpost of our hearts, our minds, so that we will line up to be more like you. Father, we thank you for Artists International that has been the thread to yoke our hearts together. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We lift them up in prayer. We continue to lift up Elvia, and we speak a healthy pregnancy, a healthy delivery, Father. We just thank you, Father, for all you're doing in us and through us. And as you're filling us up full to overflowing from the overflow of all you've given and blessed us with, let us go out and be your ministers in the marketplace. Let us go out and truly, truly, truly be your hands extended. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We're excited about what you're doing, and we are just so submitted to go out and watch you do even greater works. And until we come together again, we thank you, Daddy God. We extol you. We exalt you. We edify your name, knowing that by the blood of Jesus, we can do and see in our lives the exceeding abundantly, above more than we can ever ask or think, because the power of God, the blood of Jesus, works big in us. Now we decree victory in our lives. We declare submission to your word and your will, and we prophesy even over our own lives that all is well and that we are more than conquerors in you. Amen, amen, amen. In Jesus' name, go out and have a phenomenal weekend in Christ, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Many of you all will hear you on the morning motivational call. Love you much. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.